Hi, is this Billy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Billy, it's Ruben Goldstein at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. I've got an approval I have for you. I just hope you had a few minutes to kind of go over the file.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send over an email to Penny. Have you spoken with him already?
That was who I believe Colleen spoke with. I still have not personally spoke with him.
Is that the Billy Patrick? And your email is the Billy Patrick Construction LLC at gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Invoice. So, which saw are you going with?
I believe it was a 600A or something like that.
This company is approved for financing. So, I'm going to send you an email. Can you please send an invoice, and I'm going to send him, I'm going to CC you on the email so you have his contact information.
Perfect.
Please send him an invoice. I believe you want the which saw?
It's, I believe it's a 600A. I've looked at so many of them, they're all starting to run together. I'm sorry, I'm right here by computer.
No worries. I'm going to give him your phone number so you guys can talk about it.
Okay.
His phone number is... And I know you're working on those bank statements, so please get me in the meantime, but we're going to go over your approval right now so we can get the ball on the road, so to speak. 407-967-1036 is your best number, right?
Yes.
This is his cell. The bill to on the invoice should be... Let's just get your company information. I've got Billy Patrick Construction, LLC. All right. Your address that I've got where the equipment is located is 15400 County Road, 565A, Suite F. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. Groveland, right? Is that one word?
Yes, all one word, Groveland.
Florida, 34736, correct?
Correct.
Okay. The bill to and ship to. All right. He's going to give you a call. Now, do you have a pen handy? A few things I need from you.
Okay. Let me grab one. Okay, what's your name?
So I need a copy of your driver's license.
Okay.
I also need, so when we go to you're the 100% owner of the business, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so when we go, we check Secretary of State, and there's a few other people listed there. The people that are listed as contacts are David P. DeBow Jr. and Colleen Marie Patrick, but they're not owners, correct?
Correct, they're not.
So what I'd like Colleen or yourself to email me besides your driver's license is just probably your last year's tax return or the K-1. It just verifies that you're the sole shareholder of the business.
Okay, on last year's taxes, it's going to show a 51-49 split between me and Dave DeBow.
Okay.
He ended up leaving the company. He started some pool thing on the side, and it got so busy that he just couldn't stay here anymore, and so I just kind of took it over and ran with it. It was my company before he came along. And
do you have any type of agreement that shows that?
I can have something written up, yes.
Okay, yeah, I can explain that. You know, so you're saying that on the K-1, he's just, as of this year, he'll no longer be an owner, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so let me do this, because that's one stipulation I had. So you don't have anything formal, correct?
We don't. He kind of just walked in, and then whenever it was time for him to go, we knew it was temporary, and so he just left. We didn't do anything paperwork-wise.
Okay, so I need you to, if you can, just get me some paperwork, something that would just reference that, and then I'll shoot it over.
Okay. Yep.
And then once I get the invoice, we can get this rolling for you.
Okay. Well, awesome. That sounds good. We'll get that over to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.